From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says he's taking steps to thaw a nearly 54-year-old U.S. policy toward Cuba, including easing some restrictions on travel and trade. The announcement followed a prisoner swap that led to the release of a U.S. contractor held in Cuba for 5 years on charges of spying. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State John Kerry was just returning from an overseas trip when a government plane brought Alan Gross back to the U.S.
Today I saw a man who was rejuvenated by freedom, by seeing his wife again, by being restored to American soil.
Gross's return and other prisoner releases paved the way for a new opening with Cuba. Kerry says U.S. policy has been virtually frozen for more than 5 decades and has done little to promote a prosperous democratic Cuba. He said he welcomes a debate with critics in Congress about the Obama administration's new approach, which Kerry believes will do more to advance U.S. interests. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Sony Pictures has canceled the release of its new film about an attempt to assassinate North Korea's leader. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, U.S. intelligence officials now say that North Korea was involved in the cyber attack by hackers offended by the film.
NPR has confirmed with U.S. intelligence officials that North Korea is centrally involved with the Sony attack. President Obama's administration is now deciding whether or not to release a public statement about this. A group calling itself Guardians of Peace claimed responsibility for the massive hack in retaliation for the movie The Interview, a comedy about assassinating North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. The hackers stole and released not only upcoming movies and scripts for films in development, but also emails, financial information, medical information, and social security numbers of Sony employees. A spokesperson for Sony Pictures says the studio has no further release plans for the film. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
14 people linked to a 2012 fungal meningitis outbreak are now facing criminal charges. The defendants worked at the New England Compounding Center, a specialty pharmacy in Massachusetts. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz says the NECC's co-founder and pharmacist are among those charged.
Senior NECC pharmacists knew that despite the filthy conditions at NECC, the drugs that they made were not properly tested for sterility. They knew that the drugs that eventually killed 64 people and injured hundreds more could not be and should not have been injected into patients. And yet they continued to make and sell those drugs, label them as injectable, which meant that they were sterile, and dispense them throughout the country.
In all, more than 750 people in 20 states were sickened by the injections, including the 64 who died. This is NPR News. One person is dead and several others are injured and taken to hospitals in critical condition after a motorist plowed into a group of pedestrians outside a church in the Los Angeles suburb of Redondo Beach. The driver is accused of running a red light and is said to be under arrest. The president of Sierra Leone has ordered house-to-house searches in the capital for hidden cases of Ebola. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports that the aim is to stem the spread of the virus.
President Ernest Bai Koroma is warning Sierra Leoneans not to hide sick people.
I know that this is the festive season where Sierra Leoneans often celebrate with families in a flamboyant and joyous manner. But all must be reminded that our country is at war with a vicious enemy.
Sierra Leone has overtaken Liberia as the country worst hit by Ebola, with growing numbers of infections. Sunday trading is to be banned and travel between districts restricted. Last week, public gatherings and celebrations were banned over Christmas and New Year. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
BlackBerry is quartering its core fans and young new users by offering a new phone with a traditional keyboard. This at a time when rival smartphones feature touchscreens. BlackBerry had been a pioneer in the smartphone industry in 1999 and once commanded a 50% share of the market. Today, the company has only a fraction of the share. This is NPR News in Washington.